Hello, my name is Michael Gobart, and I've had the privilege of knowing Alan Wolfe since 1995. Additionally, I'm grateful to say that I've counted Alan a friend since shortly after meeting him. Currently, I work for a Christian book distributor and publisher that's committed to family renewal through the Institute of Basic Biblical Principles. And this is the very sentiment behind the Balancing of the Sword materials. In 1995, when I began participating in the Bible study materials you are currently reviewing or working your way through, it was simply known as the Bible study, and it was presented in a study setting, allowing for interaction, and has now blossomed and matured into the formal title of Balancing the Sword, and Alan's added additional cross-references and illustrations that enhance the overall perspective of each of the passages that we navigate through, as well as the readability and understandability of each of these passages. I'm thrilled to be able to say that I know of Alan's integrity. I know Alan's meticulous approach and diligence in laboring through each and every one of the cross-references that are scattered throughout all of the Balancing the Sword materials. And I know that Alan has done his very best for these materials to be presented as an exaltation of God's Word, not man's commentary, so that ultimately it's God's Word that speaks to every issue. And the abundance of cross-referencing is an aid, a tool that I highly recommend you utilize, not just utilizing the questions, but exploring each one of the cross-references that will give you a broader perspective of how God has addressed various issues throughout all of His Word, both Old and New Testament. I'd like to say additionally that what you are tackling, what you are approaching, once upon a time was considered the most fundamental, the very basic, necessary understandings of the Christian faith, and that is an understanding of Genesis through Revelation, all of the Old Testament, all of the New. We find that our founding fathers, throughout many of the founding documents, would quote verse after verse and passage after passage as a lot of their daily interaction through the course of a day with their colleagues. And today we were impressed if a young person is able to rehearse just a couple of verses from the Old Testament. And what a shame that is to the Christian faith. We who bear the name of Christ should be willing with all that's in us to labor and labor diligently to study and show ourselves approved before man and God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed. This material is an excellent resource to encourage you through every step of that reading, because there are progressive questions that require you to rehearse what you've just read. And I can tell you from experience that often what you've just read will quickly diminish out of your mind, and those questions are such an excellent tool to call immediately back to memory where it is we're reading through, what king it may be that we're speaking of, what servant it is that's maybe spoken of, what principle it is that we're seeing consistently or thematically through a given passage. Having said that, I want to encourage you, continue to labor. Your prize is awaiting, but you must run and run to win. We as Christians who, again, bear the name of the most holy name, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, very God Himself, should be willing to labor in great thrill, in great gratitude, to further understand the mind of God so we can better appreciate the sacrifice of God. And as He grants us understanding, we mature and are further transformed to bear the mind of God and be a testimony among God, among the lost people of this world. I encourage you, I exhort you in the name of the Lord to continue steadfastly. Hello, this is Michael Gobart again. I'd like to add a few additional thoughts, if I may, that I think are absolutely critical as we evaluate our approach to these Bible study materials and what purpose they function as, or what they provide. These Bible study materials, Balancing the Sword, provides a structure for us to consult God's Word and begin thinking presuppositionally, biblically. Every person, every single person has presuppositions. Some people approach God's Word as a good resource, but not necessarily ultimate truth. Some others approach it with complete skepticism and say that science is really the answer and presents the answers for all truth, coming with a framework of evolution or some other model within science or evidence, so-called evidence, evidence falsely they're called. But ultimately, we must be epistemologically sound. We must have knowledge that is sound, and that can only come from the Lord. Proverbs says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. If we are going to understand the Lord, if we are going to be His ambassadors, then we must approach Him with fear. We must approach His Word with reverence. The Bible study materials that you are working through does this. It exalts the Word of God above His name, as the psalmist says, and encourages you to approach the text as the source of revelation, as a point of authority and declaration, and ultimately what you must institute into your life. Additionally, I want you to consider that every single person, no matter who you come in contact with, serves a God. Every single person that you come in contact with serves a God. And in every individual's life, their God is evident. So you must question what God is evident in your life. Ultimately, if you consult God's Word, if you consult His revelation as the absolute authority, the dictate for your life, the instruction for your life, as you institute that into your life, it will bear its fruit. It will bear evidence that you humble yourself before the Lord and that you desire to be an ambassador of Christ. But many Christians throughout the world ignorantly submit themselves to another God because they look to government to be an ultimate provision. Or they look to Greek and Gnostic education as the ultimate source of salvation. Or they look to some other provision, socialist